his friends, this year should be a special schus for all the cholim. With the machal of coronavirus, Hashem yishmerenu ve'yatzilenu, le'nishmas harav asher heber. And we're going to be discussing, Shaila asked to Harav Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Tzitz Eliezer in the 13th volume in Siman Tzadi. And the question was asked by the famous doctor in Talmud Chacham, Dr. Avram Sofer Avram, Al odos kohen shenikta lo etzba b'tu'unai mutter lenasas lechaber lo osa etzba chazara legufa ide bitzu anituach plasti. Da bein taim unitma ide kach b'glal hava osa etzba makuta b'samach lo, hein bo'o lehen b'maga. So the shayla here was that a kohen Rachmana Litzlan had an accident, part of his finger was cut off. Is it permitted to try to sew the finger back on with plastic surgery, but in the meantime, since this is an aver, it's part of his limb, so it's become, he's tamei meis, he becomes tamei meis when it goes in the room with him. It goes under the same oil when it touches him before it's connected to him. So is it mutter to be metamei him like that? So it says, Rav Waldenberg, l'dati yishela tzricha lifnim. So first of all, you want to say, Dr. Avram, says Rav Waldenberg, that it's not metamehim, since it's going to be reattached to his body, so it's not metame. But first of all, it's not true because of the Neil Debihud and the Yoredeh and Yoredeh Reish Tess, who proves that a person's own organs and other people's organs have the same din, that a coin's not allowed to become tummy to them, and there's no heter at all, so there's no heter. So scratch that one. No Suflazan additional, we have the Gemara Nida Daf Ayinamid Beis Shekasu Bezu Alosh and Ben Hashionam Ismau Shi Yitame Armala Meis Mitame Ben Chai Mitame. So the Shaila is, the Ben Hashionam is, who died and then came back to life, is he Mitame? And the answer is Meis Mitame Ben Chai Mitame, meaning as long as he's dead, he's Mitame. And once he becomes alive, he's no longer Mitame anymore. Rashi says, "Mao shiyatame lechatchila, acha shechio." After they brought him back to life, is he still considered kemeis? And the answer is no. But when he's dead, he's dead. V'chein riti b'shem, and he's metame meis. V'chein riti b'shem. So the fact that he's going to come back alive—that doesn't. The fact that he came back alive doesn't change anything. When he's dead, he's dead. He's metame meis. So to this finger, when it's in the room with the kohen, it's metame him. Nikuda. If the Ben Hashanamis also needs sprinkling 3 and 7, like they asked about Mason Lassid Lavo, because he's dead, so why don't we ask, he's dead, he came back to life, does he need the sprinkling? Als Tumas Meis. Why? Because it's Pashut, says the Chasim Sofer, that he needs Hazah. You're right. When he's alive, he's not metame anymore. But when he's dead, he is. But when they brought him back to life, he touched himself, who was dead. He was obviously in contact with himself. So he needs hazel like a tame meis. But meisim shasidim lahachio shasidim lios offer. But Mason, that in the future will bring come back to life, they're going to be offer Sha Achas Kodamatriya, and there's going to be no more Tumah. That's the Shai left. There's a hefsek in the middle, and they're going to come offer. But a person who goes straight from being dead to being alive and he stays in his body, there's no Shai Lebuchlal. Of course, he needs a Hazah. So you see that it's pashut that this mace is tame when he's dead, it's pashut that the finger is metame when it's not attached. And the shaila is, are you allowed to be metame this kohen in order to reattach the finger? And then there's the famous kasha How did Eliyahu become Tame? In order to be Mechaye the Ben Hatzarfis. I, Eliyahu, was a Kohen. And the answer is, it was Pikuach Nefesh. Like Tosfos says, She'abar lo she'achyeu l'kach ha'yamutu lo mishum Pikuach Nefesh. So alts Pikuach Nefesh, of course you're allowed to become Tamei Meis. But who says for Atzelus Eiver you're allowed to become Tamei Meis? Upuk Chazi, go out and see Legabe Dina, the Chil Shabbos, we pass Kinen Orach Chaim Shin Chof Ches Asif Yud Zayin. That only be Makom Pikuach Nefesh were Mechal Abisu Daraisa. Aval Mishum Sakonis Eiver Bilvad, Nifsak Behedya, De Ein Mechal Emes HaShabbos. So just for Sakonis Eiver, we're not Mechal Shabbos. Only for Pikuach Nefesh, Mamish. Your Mechal Shabbos Bisur Daraisa. So Lechora, it's in Isur Daraisa to be Metamei HaKohen, in Allah to save his finger. And the Tshuva's Tam B'das, Avagon Rav Shlomo Kluger, Ma'adura Gimel, Chelek Beis, he was an extremely prolific author, Rav Shlomo Kluger. Simon Reishia Dalet, he was asked by a Kohen Kanshal, Slocha Totot Mikabo, Ramalo, Refua, Lesabe, Vosa, Biyodo, Shalmeis, Vizeti, Rufos, Shaleg, Leyoser, Chatoteres. Veheishiv Dalet Yisrael, Vada Yoser, Lachnisa Bo, Lameis, Umikoshkein, Likach Yad Ameis, Viligabo, Kemdil Tamad Divine Vade Havi Yisr Torah, Vizavi Cholashem Bosa Konavatsus Las Vizay Yisr Torah, Vitarakal De Akum Tanit Shal Kamis Kainim was Kainos. Imza Havi Skuli Yedua, Kamash Kasab Shulchan Aruch Simikufn and Hey, Dinich Te Rufu Yedua, Vaz Mutter Ali De Akum, Kemdavi Shvus Drabana, No Mutter Bukholi Pshem Bosa Kona, Vakon Bats, Maino Musar Al Kach. So you had a shiloh there about somebody who had a problem with his spine. He had a curved spine. It's very unpleasant. And they told him the Yetzer is to somehow be misabev, turn it around with the hand of a dead person. And that's going to be a refuah for him. I don't know exactly how that works. You got to check your medical textbooks. Anyway, Rav Shlomo Kluger, but the Rav Shlomo Kluger says that this person was a Kohen. He was a Kohen Katan, and obviously he's not allowed to come in contact with a dead person. So he said that with a Jew, with a Yisrael, Vaday Aser Lachniso Ba'olames. You're not allowed to bring this katan, who's got this curved spine, into the Ohel HaMeis. And certainly, to take the hand of the dead person to touch him. Because that's metamim biyadayim, that's vadei in Isur Torah. And this is a chol l'shem bo sakon, you're not allowed to do in Isur Torah. And he was only matir that the goy should do it. He's only a katan, right? So he's not bar mitzvah yet. But the goy should to do this procedure with the dead body, but you have to ask some old people if it's a school of Yidua, like it says in Shulchan Aruch that it has to be a refuah Yidua in Kufnan Hei, and then it's mutter with a guy, because then it's only a shvus de rabbanon and mutter b'choli she'en bo sakana. So he's only a katan, so it's only de rabbanon. It's not a gadol doing it from the gadol manala to be metamik tanim daraisa, but the katan himself is only de rabbanon. So shvus derabbanan, it's mutter b'chol hashem bo sakana. So telling the guy to do it's only going to be an issur derabbanan for him, and memela, you're allowed to do it for this katan. But a daraisa, we're now allowed to be over in daraisa. Sorry. So this is some sort of skula they used to do. They obviously don't do it anymore, to the best of my knowledge. But the skula was somehow touching the dead body. That guy should touch this. Spurs curved spine, it's going to heal it. But this katan, since he's only a katan, it's a mutter, it's only derabbanan, shvus derabbanan, and makom choli shem bo sakana. But a daraisa, who says you're allowed to be matir or daraisa? So in the meantime, we're stuck. This Kohen doesn't, we want to get his finger back on his hand, but we need to find a heter. So we have a shach. The shach in Yoredei and Simen Kufnan Zayin, Sif Katan Gimel. And what it says there in Shulchan Aruch, Shal kol averos shebetorah, chutz me'avodah zara gila arayis v'shvichus domim, yavor v'al yeharig. And all averos in the Torah, except for avodah zara gila arayis v'shvichus domim, the din is yavor v'al yeharig. You have to be over the avera and not die. And you can be matzil atzim v'chol asher lo tzarech liten hakov lo yavor lo saseh. So normally you have to be over the avera, but if you could somehow get out of doing the avera by giving all your money, you have to give all your money. Says the Shach, v'im yesh sakonis aver tzarechin yidam l'mamon ol nefesh. What about sakonis aver? Do you have to give up your limb in order not to be over on an avera? Ein berivash in chavav ubarachaim siman shem chav chesi v'yutzayin v'nira l'kula. So the Shach says l'kula, that mishum sakonis aver, and when one's limb is at stake, to save a leg, to save an arm, one is allowed to be over on a los aseh. However, he's mitzayin, he notes the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud Zayin, that Mishum Sakanas Ever Ein Mechalim Be'isur Daraisa. So that's odd. Mishum Sakanas Ever, you're not allowed to be Mechalil Shabbos Be'isur Daraisa. So first, this, a lot of Achronim have trouble with this Shach. First he's mitzayin to the Shulchan Aruch, who says to be machmir, and then he says v'nira lahakal. How odd. V'nira ba'alil d'zosi mipnei shesavar hoya hashach d'rak b'shabbos hachamor and mechalim b'zderayis mishum sakonis eiver aval b'shar esurim shapir mutter lavar alos esem mishum sakonis eiver. So apparently the Shach's chiluk is between Shabbos and other averis. Shabbos, you're not allowed to be over in Issa Daraisa, Mishum Sakonis Ever. Other Asurim, you're allowed to be over on Alosa say Mishum Sakonas Ever. The Kora Yisi Bepri Megodim, Arachayim Shin Chavches, Mishpitzos Zov, Siv Kotin Zayin, Shemeb Ledvre Hashach, the Kosev Lefarish Eliyashev, the Ishlomer Deze Beshar Losa say, Hashabbos Techomir Lo, so he's also Miyashev. Other Losa says, you're allowed to be over to save a limb, but not Shabbos, and the Prima Godim goes with the Shach. Deminah b'shar lo yisei b'choyle sakonis eivir yishlom v'shem mutter l'rapos b'isr toyer v'shayni Shabbos d'chom rizmat yisurei Torah, in order to heal a person who is in danger, rachmona litzlan, of losing a limb, and therefore that would work for us, in our case, of our Kohen, who wants to reattach his missing finger, it would be permitted because it's obviously losing an Aver, and we're going to be matir, the Isser Daraisa of Tumas Kohen, in order to save his finger. Another sniff we can add, another branch leheter, Das Miktsas Rishainim Shesovrim Shafilu B'Shabbos Mutter lechalel b'melacha doiraisa mishum sakonas ever. So there's some Rishonim who hold that even on Shabbos you're allowed to be mechalel b'melacha doiraisa mishum sakonas ever. It's not the way Shulchan Aruch paskins, but in the Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer in the 8th volume in Siman Tes Vav Perek Vav Osi Osi Aleph and Yud Beis, there he brings those shitas. Say this. We have one sniff that there are those shittas for showing that hold that b'shabbos mutter lechala b'malacha doiraisa mishum sakanat evil. Even Shabbos, certainly tumas kohanim. And we have the sheet of the ravid. Anyway, kohanim is manazar tumas. They have no more chiyuv tuma. Of course, there's a big discussion what exactly the Ravid means. Does the Ravid only mean Malkus? Does it mean they're allowed to become Tamei Bechlal? So the Noda Behut is not really sure. But he has a tzad like that. Chasim Sofer, Yoredea, Simonim Shalach and Shalat, brings Deus Rishonim, that hold to be Matir Menatar Li Tomos, Im Benkach Kvar Nitma Be'oso Yom. Interesting. V'chol ze memash mishin ubayim rakisnifim nosaf m'l'ravcha demilsak yudavod l'kra Okay, so we have some other snifim that anyway he's tamei meis, and anyway some told that you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos d'oraisa mishum sakonas ever, but the yisod of our heter says the tzitz is out the prima godim and the shach that say that for sakonas ever one is allowed to be mechalel not Shabbos, but one's allowed to do other surim, and therefore you may save his finger. Beautiful. Okay, Baruch Hashem. We, in 15 minutes and 30 seconds, we saved a man's finger. This was a shaila from Vav Iyar. Actually, interesting. Today we're Gimel Iyar, so that's Kim'at to the day. 43 years ago, Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. So where was I 43 years ago? And Zayin and Vav Iyar, Motza Yom HaTzmos. I know exactly where I was. We should all be zocha that in 43 years from now we should all still be here. Okay, this is a fascinating issue, so hopefully we will revisit it. We don't want to just leave it here with this, but in the meantime we will conclude. Give ourselves a bracha. We should be zocha l'lmod l'lamed l'shmor v'lasot u'l'kayem et kol divrei Talmud Torato be'ahava. Shalom, shalom.